We are talking Holocaust Memorial. It is Yom HaShoah. And joining me on the line is Tracy Farber. Tracy has recently completed her doctoral study on the experience of trauma, resilience and despair in elderly child Holocaust survivors. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me, Howard.
So it's obviously a very, very significant day in that it is a day that we just spent a little bit of time focusing on all elements of the Holocaust. And one of the things that are becoming more and more relevant as the original Holocaust survivors start to die out, their children, their grandchildren, the trauma passed on from generation to generation is obviously becoming something very, very significant. Tell us about your experience with this.
Okay, so just to clarify, my PhD research was on the Holocaust survivors themselves. And I work as a clinical psychologist in private practice. So my experience as a therapist is that I've seen quite a lot of the children of Holocaust survivors and also met them socially and also read about them. And we know that they're an extraordinary bunch of people because many of them have really done their best to achieve. A lot of them are very high achievers. And they've done their best to memorialize the legacy of their parents. We do know that having grown up so close to their parents, that a lot of them do carry a lot of the trauma.
So what I always think about, and when I think about my late grandparents who fled Germany, both of them as single youngsters, they didn't know each other. When you think about the type of courage that it took at the age of 18 or 19 to leave everything you know, including your language, get onto a boat and go to a place at the tip of Africa that you had probably not even heard of. You certainly didn't know anybody there. And then to meet, my grandparents talk about how they met, got married, and it was almost practical. It was almost because my grandmother was from Germany, my grandfather was from Germany. They were both religious Jews. They needed to forge a life, start again. And so they got married. I mean, they were married for more than 60 years. But it just was almost, it was such an incredible strength, to have done that. I mean, the damage obviously also very significant.
Yes. Well, for me, I try and delineate in my mind the difference between the actual Holocaust survivor and a lot of our grandparents. I had two grandparents as well. One was from Latvia and one was from Lithuania.
Right.
And it was a similar story to yours, that they came as teenagers to a new land, without language, without anything. And I think what was very complicated for our grandparents was they were faced with the issues of survival here, but they also had to deal with the trauma of having lost their parents, their siblings, their whole communities that were killed in the Holocaust. And there was no way of actually memorializing their loss. There was no body. There was no no way of mourning. And in many ways, a lot of them carried their mourning silently with them over many, many years.
Is there something specific that, or a thread when you now go, now talking about the actual survivors and something that you studied, is there a thread that you have observed through most of the, or many of the survivors that you've worked with? Is there a commonality around their survival?
Yes. So this is what I looked at in my research. I took testimony with nine survivors over many, many hours, and I looked for common threads. And so, obviously, there were two common threads. The first one was the continuum between trauma and resilience. So they were all traumatized. Years later, many of them suffered from bad traumatic stress disorder and bad depression. And there were others who were very resilient, who on the outside functioned well, built big businesses, and both families, but inside them had a terrible sense of despair about the losses, and a lot of them had trauma symptoms too. So there was a lot of disparity between trauma and resilience, but a lot of them were both traumatized and resilient. And the other theme that I found that was overwhelming across the board was that they all carried catastrophic grief about their parents and the siblings that they had lost. with a grief that never went away.
Was there guilt associated with them surviving?
Some of them had survivor guilt. What I've called it in my thesis is the trauma trilogy. So the trauma trilogy is the catastrophic grief. Some of them had survivor guilt, and some of them also had anger. But the anger and the survivor guilt were always linked to the fact that they survived, as you said, and their families had died.
Amazing. Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. And so important, as we know, that there are a diminishing amount of survivors each day, each year. These studies, I believe, are so important. Tracy Farber is a psychologist. She's in private practice, she's joining us. She joined us to talk about her thesis, her PhD, on this subject. It's not a fantastic line, so I do unfortunately have to leave it there, but I certainly want to take up this conversation with you and have you in studio to talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, great. It was absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Howard.
All right. Thank you. Time is 8:16.